completely different perspective on things when you do that. They're just generally riding along a range of different ideas, concepts. Touch on a little bit on power. You can feel assured that there'll be a few different items that present themselves during the creation of this.
As usual, I'm hoping my podcast will induce a state of
hypoxemia
in my listeners.
They always do. As Einstein frequently asserted, imagination is more important than knowledge.
That's what I call synchronicity.
A phony is someone as unreal as a telephone conversation.
That's pretty good. And that's right. Watts talked about the persona, which is the mask they used to use for ancient plays, for projecting their voices before there was amplification. Or electronic amplification.
So a real person is a mask. A phony mask.
God, there's one of them.
Marshall McLuhan liked to point out,
we shape our tools, then thereafter our tools shape us.
Yeah, that's a good one.
E.F. Schumacher defined tools as something that helped the person do a job.
You know,
and a machine is something that does a person's job. He preferred the former to the latter.
That's an idea. It's kind of funny.
With yoga and Buddhism have spread to the West, much in the same way that consumerist culture has spread to the East.
That qualify as a reversal? Well, and then McLuhan and Kittler. McLuhan
promoted the idea that technology was an extension of ourselves. Kittler.
Friedrich Kittler, I believe.
Believed that we were an extension of technology, or we had become an extension of technology.
More specifically, I say to support this, came after World War II, at least to the United States. If you look at the amount of money that we spend on defense, materials, technologies, and how it's ever increasing, we already have more weapons than the rest of the entire world by at least 10 times, probably hundreds of times, I forget exactly. But there's still an incredible drive for more and more. And it's not helpful to human beings. It's harmful to human beings. It's not good for the economy. You're producing things that blow up.
The tools have become machines.
Machines have taken over.
Or they're taking over. We can resist it, perhaps. Come on, people.
Come on, people.
Come on, people. Here's my first idea.
As it's commonly accepted that the mind is a creation of the brain.
But that never was quite satisfying to me because it didn't explain things like intuitions
and precognitions,
deeper subconscious things. Beginning to think it's more likely, or at least equally as likely,
that the brain is a creation of the mind. And the mind is something much larger than a brain. A brain is an individual unit, part of a greater whole. As Gandhi pointed out,
it's easy to see the millions in the one,
but it's much more difficult to see the one in the millions.
That's a nice turnaround on things.
I was also flipping around the idea of health care that ends up being provided at the end of people's lives.
I forget what I heard, but the majority of the money is spent in the last 15 months of someone's life. And I'd like to refer to it as life extending. Seems more like death extending to me, just prolonging the inevitable. You have to think about the quality when you're talking about life. There's a couple things.
In the spirit of reversals, oh. I'm going to reverse this banana. Rather than peeling by the stem, I'm going to peel it from the bottom.
Primates do it that way. It's easier.
Richard Wolff, economist, talked about one of the best ways to take care of our deficit problem here in the United States.
She treats stocks and bonds as property and tax them accordingly.
I don't even know if that qualifies as a reversal, because they are property.
I remember Noam Chomsky bemoaning the fact that he's often applauded for telling truth to power. He pointed out that
Stereo Secret Master. We're following uncertainty to a definite conclusion.
Something seems wrong about that.
Definitely.
How about if we flip the power structure in the United States so that the 99% had the power that the 1% currently hold?
Then the majority would just vote themselves government privileges, and it would drive the country to bankruptcy.
Aren't we technically bankrupt at this point? The amount of debt we have, we couldn't pay it back if we wanted to, and not at this point.
Well, money's just an illusion anyway.
But wealth, apparently, is not.
Wealth is... Wealth should be judged not by what a person has, but what they don't need. I heard that in an Orthodox church once. Greek Orthodox, specifically. Stuck with it.
Philosophy is not a car dealership. It's a maintenance department.
Who said that?
I don't remember. Me?
Well, you did it just now.
Thanks for listening to Frederick's Mind Thing.
Don't forget, turn over those stones periodically. All kinds of interesting stuff underneath them. That's it?
Yes.